Hello again, and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for May 2012. May marks the start of the noctilucent cloud season, which runs from the middle of this month to the start of August. Noctilucent clouds are, as their Latin name suggests, night shining. They are quite rare and can put on quite a spectacular display. These clouds are very high up in the atmosphere, in an area called the mesosphere, which is around 80 kilometres above the ground. This is a lot higher than where the normal clouds are formed in the troposphere, in the lower 5 to 10 kilometres of the atmosphere. And they are caused by sunlight shining through ice crystals formed at these great heights. During the summer, the sun is only just below the horizon overnight, and is just at the right angle for the ice crystals to refract the sunlight so that it can be seen here on the ground. Look for an eerie blue-white luminous cloud between 10 p.m. and midnight clock time, low in the northwest. Now on to the moon. Full moon this month is on the 6th, with the new moon following 2 weeks later on the 20th. So the middle of the month is best for observing. We wave goodbye to Jupiter this month, so we only have Mercury, Venus, Mars and Saturn to look at. And even then, Mercury is in a very poor observing position. It is just visible 30 minutes before sunrise at the beginning of the month, but very low down in the east. Venus continues to shine like a beacon in the evening this month, getting ready for its transit across the sun in June, but more of that next month. It will be the very bright object visible just after sunset in the west-northwest. By the middle of the month, Venus will rapidly move nearer to the sun in the sky and will therefore lose a lot of its brilliance compared to the brightness of the area around the sun. By the end of the month, it will be so close to the sun that it will effectively disappear from view. However, if you look at Venus with a telescope or binoculars earlier in the month, you'll see a wonderful crescent and possibly the controversial ashen light. This is the apparent glow illuminating the dark side of Venus. This has been documented widely, but there are no photographs of it or any definitive explanations of what may cause it. Please do be careful not to look at the sun while you are using binoculars or a telescope. Mars is still rapidly moving away from us. That means it will continue to appear smaller and less bright from now on. This month it has dimmed to magnitude 0.0. Still reasonably bright and still very red-looking. Saturn becomes better placed for viewing this month. The best time to see it is around 10 p.m. around the middle of the month. It lies in the constellation of Virgo, which will be in the south at that time. The rings are tilted towards us by 13 degrees at the moment, and so present a wonderful sight through binoculars or small telescope. There are no notable meteor showers to talk about this month. On to constellation watching. We are now well into the summer sky. I mentioned the Cygnus family last month. This month, I want to talk about a couple of lesser-known constellations, the Cup and the Crow or Raven, otherwise known as Crater and Corvus. These might pose you a little challenge to find them. They are both quite low in the southwest in the middle of the month, around 11 p.m, just to the right of Virgo, where you found Saturn and the bright star Spica. Corvus is a nice little constellation that looks like a square of stars with one of the corners pulled away. Crater is harder to see as there is only one star of a similar brightness to those of Corvus. However, if you look to the right of Corvus, you might see a semicircle of stars. This is Crater the Cup. I hope that this podcast has given you some idea what to look out for this month. There is plenty more up there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book for a sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. Listen out next month for June's highlights, including the last chance for any of us to see the transit of Venus. Bye for now.